This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Just invented a game on the fly. It is called... Did that happen this year or something? Okay. You can tell we invented it on the fly because the name sucks. All right, so here's how it works. I'm going to read you some celebrity headlines. You tell me if that happened in 2018 or not.
All right.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry wed.
True.
It's not a true or false game. You say 2018 or not.
Well, I don't know the rules. 2018.
One for one. They announced the wrong winner of Best Picture at the Academy Awards.
2017.
Correct, actually. Tristan Thompson got caught hanging with a couple ladies that were not the Kardashians.
2018.
Three for three. Channing Tatum and Jenna separated after 9 years of marriage.
2018. This is awesome.
Roseanne got banged up and went on Twitter.
2018.
Tough year for rock and roll. Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington both died this year.
2017.
Okay, I'm not playing with you anymore. You're too good at this.
You're annoyed?
Yeah.
This is good. That means I'm good at my job. Doesn't that mean I'm good at my job? I'm supposed to be woke when it comes to this stuff.
Ben Affleck announced his 10-year marriage was ending with Jennifer Garner.
2018.
Sorry. Oh,
2017, you loser. Time for the dumb criminal of the day story. You'll like this one, Lise.
Okay.
So a guy busted out of jail. He was actually getting transported from one jail to another, and he convinced the guard that his handcuff was too tight, so the guard loosened it, and he managed to, like, I don't know, knock the guard out and get out of the vehicle and make a run for it.
It blows my mind that criminals are still able to escape from prison.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I guess you got a lot of time to think about a plan, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is where the guy gets fairly dumb. So he escapes the vehicle, and then he goes and throws up his thumb to get a ride. He was hitchhiking.
Okay.
And he was picked up by a law enforcement officer who saw the handcuff that was still on his one wrist hanging off and just drove him back to the jail.
So, was this like an off-duty cop?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Just wanted to give a quick shout-out to everyone that's listening this morning. An overwhelming response of females at this time.
Mm.
Emily says, first time texting in, listening, hospitals and nursing homes never close. Haley wrote in saying that she's listening this morning. Vanessa, Simone, Shania, Alita, Melissa, M. Kennedy, shout out to Kennedy. She's our dental hygienist. No, we did not flaw. Sorry, sorry, not sorry. Connie, Audrey, Samantha, Cammie, Gwen, Nicole, Jennifer, Mandy, Angela, Taylor, Marissa, Janelle, Laura.
Okay.
Whoa.
It sounds like Mambo number 5. Like the lyrics to that.
A little bit of Samantha in my life.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
There's some dudes texting in too. Like, hi Duncan, Jay, etc. Just overwhelming females. So had to give them some love because I'm a feminist. Aquaman swims to the top of the box office. Do you like that line? Was that good? He swam to the top?
Yeah, that was all right.
I stole it from the internet.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, I haven't seen it. I've yet to see a movie lately. It's just been so busy over the holiday season, but might have to check that out. Rihanna says a new album is coming in 2019. This is very exciting, not only for like me personally, but for the station.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need some new Rihanna.
Yeah.
No more Monster with Eminem.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Fair enough.
Let's move on.
She'll come out with some like Caribbean feeling bangers too, which are like just a hit these days. The Oilers not in action again. They're all on their Christmas break. The NHL season is shut down until the 27th. As far as Team Canada goes, first game of the World Juniors is on Boxing Day. That'd be 6 o'clock our time.
Don't you wish that someone like Connor McDavid was better on social media? Like, every time he posts an Instagram story, I get really excited, but then it's just like an ad.
Sponsors.
He's like working with some sort of client. And I'm like, dude, like, you're on vacation right now. Show me a video of you and the boys, like, drinking some Baileys, doing some whiskey shots. Like,
You and the boys drinking some Baileys?
Like, what do they do?
What kind of dudes are you hanging out with?
I don't know. It's just the first thing I thought of because I'm drinking a Baileys right now.
So good to see you, fellas.
Let's
sip on some Baileys. All right, by request for Kurt, who texted in asking if we would play the Flower Shop Friday Whale Noise Edition.
He didn't really ask.
I guess.
But it just makes sense when he's saying, like, it was the best part of my year. Like, we have to replay it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Flowers.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You?
I'm good.
Hey, listen, can you fill out a card for me quick?
Okay. And the card would say,
What did the whale say to the florist?
Okay. Sorry? I'm a little confused.
So it starts with, what did the whale say to the florist?
Okay.
And then please write down.
Okay. Got it.
Flower shop, flower shop Friday.
So there is a rapper, her name is Kaz, who has gone viral. Like, I'm talking over 300,000 retweets of her impersonating Siri's voice. And it is so impressive to the point where I'm upset because that was my backup plan.
I've heard you brag about it around the office, too, that you can do this.
Carrie, you ready?
I've never heard you try to do it, but.
In 2 kilometers, take your first exit at the roundabout. In 500 meters, take a right at the rub and tug. Sorry,
pardon?
I'm just like trying to make something up on the spot. You have arrived at KFC.
I don't think they get that specific.
Is to your right. Kate, like, that's like pretty good. Not as good as this chick, though. Stealing my backup job.
I don't know how roundabout triggered rub and tug in your mind, but
I was trying to improvise. I thought that was the whole point of our show today. We're improvising.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Okay.
It's just, I've never heard Siri get that specific.
Okay, ask me a question like I'm Siri and I'll answer it.
Okay, Siri, how far is Calgary?
Ryder. Wait, does she say your name? If it's on your phone? Calgary, Alberta, Canada is 3 hours and 4 minutes away.
Okay, let's try it now. Let's put it to the test. I'm going to actually just try Siri in here. How far is...
Sorry. See? I sound just like her.
How far is Calgary, Siri?
It looks like Calgary is about 275 kilometers away as the crow flies.
What? Okay, I was way cooler.
She's funnier than you.
Ugh.
So, we got Miles on the phone. You sticking around for the holidays, my friend? Miles?
No, I'm in the Airbnb. Go with my kids and my grandchildren.
Nice. When you drive by the Wendy's, think of me. I always puke in that parking lot on my way back from Calgary.
TMI, Lisa.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Miles. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
So Lisa wore a fire red jumpsuit to our Christmas party that took the internet by storm. Tons of compliments at the Christmas party. And some girls asking, like, yo, where'd you get that? What size is it? How much can I just pay for you to send it to me? So you started just rifling it out to people to use at their Christmas parties.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Jumpsuit. Luckily, our Christmas party was December 1st, so there's tons of time for other women to borrow my jumpsuit. It's actually currently in Calgary. I'm not kidding. I FedExed it to Calgary.
And she would have worn it for her Christmas party this weekend?
Yep.
Have you got any pictures on it
yet? Not yet, but last night I was at a get-together with a bunch of people, and there was a girl there, Katie, wearing the exact same jumpsuit, the red one, and she looked so good. The best part about it is it looks different on everyone, depending on your body shape, but it looks so good on everyone. Like, Katie is definitely more well-endowed in the chesticle area, and it just looked so good.
Can I try it on?
No.
You said it looks good on everyone.
Okay, fine, but not until after...
The girls all use
it. Yes, just in case.
So it's making a trip from here out to Winnipeg.
Yeah, and then back here to Edmonton for another girl. And then there's another woman that reached out saying, can I borrow it on Feb 14th? Like, that's Valentine's Day. And it's actually the perfect outfit for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Just make sure you take it off before like the foreplay.
You'll have to burn it after Valentine's Day, though, right?
I don't know. But speaking of things that I feel like I have made an impact on,
yeah,
it's the Tis the Sizz hashtag. I invented this a couple of years ago.
Oh, God.
It's my trademark line this holiday season. And the amount of times I was tagged in people's Instagram accounts using the hashtag Tis the Sizz was fantastic. It made me smile ear to ear. And we invented this line because when you say it, you can get away with anything this time of year. Oh, you're drinking a 2-6 of Bailey's at work right now and you're an accountant?
Same.
Who cares? Tis the Sizz.
Hot 107.
This segment is called Good On Ya.
Yeah, what's something you've done as of late that you feel accomplished? You should be proud of yourself, but you're not the type to brag about it. You're too humble.
No. Nah. Pump your own tires.
Pump your tires, baby.
780-784-7107. I'll start.
Please do.
So, moved into my house a year and a half ago, coming up on 2 years. And a lot of projects, obviously, on the go. It's an older house. And I just kind of had left my daughter's room. Very simple. White walls, couple things up on the wall, a bed.
A bed and a mirror.
And then toys all over the floor. So this year for Christmas, I can say this because she's out of town right now, not listening. But
and if she's listening right now, earmuffs.
Shut off the radio right now. So I redid her room for her Christmas present this year. Your sister is an interior designer and came over and did it.
She is so talented. Like, it's insane.
It's incredible.
Yeah, like a brag-worthy. Proud of my sister. So I was like, yep, hire my sister. She will do a smash up job. And what do you know?
It went from like looking like a room you see on a movie where like the bad guy drug addict has a kid and what their room would look like. It was just like that simple and trashy to like something out of a fairy tale. Honestly, it is incredible. So I just can't wait. I get my daughter back tomorrow evening.
When are you going to post the before and after? Because everybody wants to, they need to see it. Yeah. I mean, pictures don't really do it justice, to be perfectly honest. But, like, it's not like she has Instagram. Can you post the before and after, like, now, please?
No.
Come on.
No. The surprise is hers first.
Okay.
So that is, yeah, I'll probably have it posted on Boxing Day or something. But I just wanted
to fun.
Pump my own tires. It was not the cheapest of gifts. An LOL doll would have been far cheaper. That's what she asked for. But here we are.
Good on you, Steve.
Okay, what's mine? I don't know. Oh, okay. So I constantly talk about how I can't cook or bake. Like, I'm just so...
Yeah, you're
so
really bad.
So dumb when it comes to the kitchen.
It's terrible.
But I made... What are they called again?
Bits and bites?
Nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts. That's right.
I made nuts and bolts, and guess what? Didn't burn them. It's like the easiest recipe. It's literally just like Worcestershire and salt.
Good on you, mate. Yeah, nice one.
Seasoning salt.
Trista hit us up and said, on my way to donate blood right now.
Okay.
Good on you, mate. Nice.
Thank you so much, Trista, because this time of year, we're all so busy with our check-off list of things to do the holiday season, that there is a lack of blood that's donated this time of year. So, Trista, that is fantastic that you're doing that. Plus, they give you a cookie after. It's
well, nice. And you know what? You know what would be good after donating blood? You need to replenish your nutrients and vitamins, probably a $25 gift certificate to Booster Juice.
Wow, okay.
So that's all yours,
woo!
Trista.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.